President Obama's effort to hit the reset button on U.S.-Russian relations might be bearing some fruit. Washington and Moscow are said to be this close to signing a treaty to dramatically reduce their nuclear arsenals. Mr. Obama is expected to finalize the agreement in a conversation with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev in the next few days. But the new START treaty could be a tough sell in Congress, as the world's Matthew Bell reports.
The new agreement would replace the 1991 Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, which expired in December. It would require both the U.S. and Russia to slash their stockpiles of nuclear warheads by about a third, setting a limit as low as 1,500 warheads for each side. It would also bring down the numbers of launch systems for each country by about half. Robert Hunter is a former U.S. ambassador to NATO. He says the U.S. and Russia would still retain huge nuclear arsenals, but the deal is significant.
Most important is that the United States and Russia have agreed to, if we want to use the American expression, reset the relationship, because this is as much symbol as it is a substance, on top of which it helps both countries begin to fulfill a pledge that they made a long time ago in the Non-Proliferation Treaty to move towards radical cuts in their nuclear arsenals in order to try to inhibit other countries from crossing the nuclear threshold.
The date for signing the treaty is reported to be April 8th, and the place is Prague, capital of the Czech Republic, the same city where President Obama presented his long-term vision for nuclear arms control last year. After Presidents Obama and Medvedev signed the deal, there are still technical details that need to be worked out. The treaty is also expected to run into opposition in the U.S. Senate. It would need 67 votes there to be ratified, and Senate Republicans have said they would refuse to approve any deal that limits a planned U.S. missile defense system for Europe. But Robert Hunter downplays those concerns. He says it's doubtful that the administration would have spent a year in tough negotiations with the Russians without keeping Republican leaders in the loop.
The leader that one wants to watch most closely is the ranking member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, who used to be chairman, Senator Richard Lugar of Indiana. And I would suspect that he will be a very strong supporter of this. In fact, I would doubt that the administration would have gotten as far as it has gotten without Senator Lugar and some other pretty influential Republicans having been thoroughly consulted and having given their blessing.
One selling point the administration might highlight is the influence that a major new arms control agreement could have on the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, otherwise known as the NPT. Thomas Reed is a former nuclear weapons designer and the author of a history of the Cold War called At the Abyss.
When I was young, John Kennedy feared 15 or 20 nuclear states in 20 years, and we only have 9. That's an enormous achievement that a lot of nuclear states have been walked back, a lot have been pushed back. That the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty has worked. The International Atomic Energy Agency in Vienna is really an organization that needs to be strengthened.
Reed says the U.S. and Russia, as the two states in possession of most of the world's nuclear weapons, can set a good example for the rest of the world by getting rid of warheads and delivery systems, but that only goes so far. He says the U.S. Senate will have to go through the language in the new START treaty to see if it's a realistic way to make progress toward a nuclear-free future and if it passes political muster. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.